This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
ويا ويلتي أني ويا حسرتي طوى وعن غيره قسها ويا أسف العلا وكيف الثلاث غير زاغت بما ضين أم الخيب خيف طيب ضيقت فتجملا
أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون.
اللهم اجعلنا برحمتك. This is a prophetic dua. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد. Oh Allah, we ask you for إيمان, faith, لا يرتد. We don't be apostate after that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, indeed those who have disbelieved, وَمَاتُوا, and they passed away, وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ, and they were disbelievers at the time of passing away. أُولَٰئِكَ, these people, عَلَيْهِمْ, upon them is لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ, the curse of Allah. Do you know what that means? مَا فِي رَحْمَةِ. The meaning of لَعْنَة is أَطَّرْضُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. You are placed far, far away from the mercy of Allah, the most merciful, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Those attributes you used to learn and hear about Allah, you have been placed far, far away from that. Like Allah mentions in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, كَلَّا بَلْرَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. Those people on the Day of Judgment, there will be a hijab placed between them and Allah, and they won't be able to see the beautiful face of Allah. And the scholars, they mention, if you don't see Allah's face, it's an indication that Allah will not have mercy upon you. And if you see Allah's face, this is enough of an indication that Allah will have mercy upon you. مفهوم المخالفة. If Allah has shown you His face, that's enough mercy. That is a mercy itself. So Allah will have mercy upon you. But if Allah hasn't even shown you His face, the person will be punished. So Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ, these people, عَلَيْهِمْ, upon them is لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ, the curse of Allah, which is to be far away from the mercy of Allah. وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ, and the curse of the angels. Not only that, وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, and the curse of all of mankind. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will remain in جَهَنَّمَ forever. لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابِ, the punishment will not be lightened for them. They will call out and they will scream and shout. Nobody cares about them. They will call upon the people of Jannah and say, provide for us provisions and water. We are burning. And the people of Jannah will listen to them and look away and turn away and not help them. They will call out to the gatekeepers of Jahannam. And they will say, ask your Lord to lighten upon us the punishment, even if it were to be for one day. And they will say to them, didn't messengers come giving you clear proofs, teaching you about Islam? They will say, bala, they did come. So they will say, fad'u, make all the dua you wish, for your dua will not be accepted. Then they will call upon Allah. So they called upon the people of Jannah. They didn't help them. They called upon the angels. They were no help. Now they say to themselves, let's ask Allah. They will speak to Allah. And they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them, to remove them from Jahannam, to take them back to the world, to give them a last chance, to let them start over. Oh our Lord, we realize that we've done wrong. Oh Allah, we have seen Jahannam now. When we were alive in the world, we did not see Jahannam. Now, there are angels around us. We don't see them. This is ghaib. Do you see the angels? No. Do you see Jahannam? No. Do you see Jannah? No. Have you seen Allah? No. But you as a believer, this is your Islam. You have to believe in this. And you question yourself, if I lose this Islam, this religion that's so perfect that it's not just face value, it is so, so precious and so virtuous and so valuable that it teaches you that you have to believe in that which you see, that which you don't see. If you lose it, where would you be? So they will speak to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, remain in Jahannam forever and don't speak to us anymore. Allah won't only say remain in there, Allah will say, I don't wish for you to speak to me anymore. Keep silent. Not only that, the doors of Jahannam were open before that.
Then Allah says, عَلَيْهِمْ نَارٌ مُؤْصَدَةٌ. The doors of Jahannam will be shut firm on top of them. So nobody can hear their cries and their pleas anymore. And they will have to do their time. And until they complete their time, they won't be removed from Jahannam. And this is the reality. Then Allah concludes that verse by saying, وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ. Nobody would even look twice at them. This is how serious the matter is. They won't be even looked at, let alone responded to, let alone answered. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve our iman. Don't be somebody who is in a state of delusion where you think just because you are a Muslim, just because your parents are Muslims too, just because as far as you know, nobody in your lineage was a kafir, as far as you know. Which that probably doesn't have a lot of basis as well. But as far as you know, from your grandparents, great-grandparents and so on, that you onwards and your children and your progeny, you will not become disbelievers. You don't know that. Who told you that? Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He changes different things in your life and you have different blessings. This is a blessing too, which is iman. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you wealth one day, other days He doesn't. Other days He gives you health, other days He doesn't. One day He can make you a believer and another day He can make you a disbeliever. ولذلك ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما he says, إذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وإذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح. If Allah has given you the opportunity to wake up, then don't wait until the evening. You don't even know if you're going to be around, let alone be around as a believer. And if you reach the evening, then don't wait until the morning. So these verses, when a person reads them, don't just go by them just like that and just read them in a beautiful voice. Contemplate upon these verses and ask yourself, is there a chance that I may be amongst these people? And then you say, of course there is. You are not safe from that. طيب. So because I'm not safe from that, what do I have to do? What measures do I have to take and carry out to ensure that I don't become from them? And this is how you're always on job like that. But if you let yourself go, then Allahu A'lam. Allahu A'lam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to die being Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to see His beautiful face and have mercy upon us and to save us from the description of these people that He spoke about in this verse. Continue.